Welcome to Raising Happy and Thriving Gifted Kids, a daily podcast where you get relatable stories, interesting lessons, and practical tips to help your kids thrive and be happy while enjoying your own life even more. My wife came to me the other day, and she'd found this article on the internet, and it explained the evils of sunscreen. And that there are all types of sunscreen, and you might agree with it, I found this as well, that has a lot of bad stuff in it. And, you know, where I'm not here to debate, you know, the qualities of different kinds of sunscreen, it occurred to me that we were stuck because, you know, you couldn't use, you know, cheap sunscreen or basic sunscreen because that's bad. You cannot not use sunscreen because, you know, then the kid, your kids will get sunburned and that, you know, you might get cancer, but you cannot have your kid not be in the sun because then they don't get enough vitamin D. And you cannot actually buy the best kind of sunscreen because you're spending $1 million on it. And, you know, then you're not living like a minimalist and you're teaching your kid to live a highly paid lifestyle, which could stress them out for the rest of their life. So basically what ends up happening is that parenting becomes a game you can only lose. So imagine we're going to play a game, you know, we're going to play football or soccer or whatever game you're familiar with. And, you know, on your side of the field, there's a goal the size of the entire field. And on my side, there is actually a goal that's smaller than the ball we're playing with. If we're going to play, the best thing you can do by working really, really, really hard is not lose. Because if you work really hard, you're going to counter every single one of my attacks, which are really easy because the goal is huge on your side. But there's no chance of winning because the goal on my side is so small, the ball will actually not fit through. It doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter how brilliantly you play. You will always lose. And this is the game a lot of parents are playing. Trying not to lose. And with the the advent of the internet and, you know, Instagram and articles and marketeers figuring out that making you scared is one of the most effective ways to make you buy stuff, this has just gotten worse and worse and worse. Now there's basically not a single move you can make, which is not wrong in some way. But that makes, you know, parenting become a really, really depressing job because most people, if there's one job you want to get right in your life, is raising your kids. It's the most important thing you'll ever do. You know, it's the most meaningful thing you'll ever do. But the way it's set up, it's impossible to win if you let other people dictate the rules you play by. And this is my invitation to you. Look at the rules by which you're playing. Are there a million ways to lose? Are there a million things you can do wrong by which you will have lost the day? And how many ways are there to win the day? Do you have clear rituals, clear things you can do every day, week, month that you really chalk up as a parenting win? Or do like all the stars need to align with, you know, the perfect, you know, get together with all the kids happy and interacting perfectly and nothing going wrong whatsoever before you actually will deem it a good day and will actually have it reflect on yourself as a parent? So this is your reflection exercise for today. How many ways are there to lose? How many ways are there to win in the parenting game? And, you know, make a decision. It's your life. They're your kids. You know, what do you want the game to be? And how can you define the game as winnable? If you liked this episode of Raising Happy and Thriving Kids, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast in your favorite podcast software. If you want to dive deeply into all the things you can do to help your kids thrive, be happier while making your own life more enjoyable, go to smartparentingsecrets.com where you can get free additional training. Hope you enjoyed this episode, and as always, bring out the best in yourself and each other.